while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Friday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. State leaders are recapping some of the costs of Operation Metro Surge on residents. Health experts are warning of some risks ahead of daylight saving time and another freeway closure this weekend in the South Metro. But first, three people were arrested early this morning in connection to one of three shootings that unfolded within less than 20 minutes of one another last night in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis police say a 22-year-old, 21-year-old, and an 18-year-old were all arrested just before 3 this morning in connection to the shooting on the 2000 block of West River Road North, where one man suffered non-life-threatening injuries. That shooting happened just 7 minutes after a shooting on the 400 block of Taylor Street Northeast, where one man suffered potentially life-threatening injuries. A third shooting at about 6:45 on the 800 block of Franklin Avenue East last night left a woman with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests in those cases. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
24 states, including Minnesota, are suing the Trump administration over the president's newly imposed 10% global tariffs. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says the president is attempting to get around a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling, which invalidated most of his prior tariffs on imported goods. Trump announced the new tariffs in late February, following the high court ruling. State leaders are recapping the costs that continue to impact Minnesota residents following months of ICE operations. State Auditor Julie Blaha says the recent federal immigration enforcement has doubled some city police overtime budgets and led to significant revenue drops for small businesses.
For instance, Minneapolis estimated that they've spent about $5.2 million in police overtime just from January 7th to February 1st. And that is about double the amount of money they budgeted for overtime pay for the entire year of 2026.
She says although the scale of active operations has shifted, state agencies are now monitoring how these financial pressures will affect upcoming local tax assessments and reliability of public services. Minnesota lawmakers are considering a bill that would increase penalties for intimidation or interference with the election process. The Senate Elections Committee held a public hearing on the potential impact of federal officials in Minnesota. Among those testifying was Julaine Sang, an attorney with the Brennan Center for Justice.
President Trump has alluded to the idea of deploying federal agents to election locations, and several of his prominent supporters have dropped similar hints.
She says that is against the law.
The presidential declaration of national emergency unlocks powers contained in 137 different laws, but none give the president authority over elections.
The bill under consideration would make the crime of intimidation or interference a felony. It was passed and moved to the Judiciary Committee. Another gun legislation bill hit a snag yesterday at the Minnesota State Capitol. The bill to prohibit permit-to-carry holders from possessing firearms at the Capitol area failed to garner approval in the House State Government Finance and Policy Committee. DFLers say this step is needed to keep lawmakers safe, while Republicans argue permit-to-carry holders are not dangerous and that not allowing them to carry prevents them from protecting themselves. The Minnesota Senate now bans firearms from its gallery. Health experts are warning of risks ahead of daylight saving time. MHealth Fairview doctor Akinbolaji Akinbola suggests maintaining a strict winding down routine to counter the sleep deprivation and increase cardiovascular risks associated with the upcoming time shift.
Limiting that bright blue light, because blue light is the spectrum of light that's the most alerting. So just trying to make sure that you keep that routine pretty consistent.
He says the extra evening sun may help boost moods for those with seasonal affective disorder, but the darker mornings can decrease alertness and has led to a higher frequency of traffic accidents in years past. Valley Fair in Shakopee, Minnesota will soon come under new ownership. Six Flags, the company that owned Valley Fair, says it's selling the park to EPR Properties. The park will continue to operate normally through this season, and all passes and active memberships will be honored. Other sites that Six Flags is selling include Michigan's Adventure, Schlitterbahn Water Park in Galveston, Six Flags Great Escape, Six Flags La Ronde, Six Flags St. Louis, and Worlds of Fun. Another freeway closure this weekend in the South Metro. Interstate 494 will once again be shut down in both directions between Highway 77 and 35W, while crews tear down the 12th Avenue Bridge over the interstate. The highway will be closed starting at 10 tonight through 5 a.m. Monday. In addition, 12th Avenue between 78th and American Boulevard is closed until September, while crews replace the bridge, which was built in 1959. Lindale or Portland Avenues are still available to cross over 494. Finally, an international affair taking place in Houston, Minnesota this weekend.
The International Festival of Owls takes place this weekend in Houston, Minnesota.
Well, it literally started as a Hatch Day party back in 2003 for Alice the Great Horned Owl, who was an education bird I had, and then it sort of got out of hand from there.
Carla Bloom is executive director of the International Owl Center, on with WCCO's Adam Carter.
And we have people that fly in from around the country. We present the World Owl Hall of Fame Award, so we have some of the top owl people from the world coming and speaking. And we do everything you could imagine relating to owls and then some.
So just for a hoot, you might want to head to Houston this weekend. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.